Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Happy Masters. Are you guys pumped today? The greatest tournament, the greatest sporting event in the history of sporting events begins today. 4 days of nonstop hijinks and hilarity. You want to talk about up and down nonstop action? It's the Masters. A tradition unlike any other. Dell, all day, come back with Masters music. All right, in and out of breaks. Just to show the people how woke we are. Is there anything more woke than the Masters? He doesn't even... What are you doing?
I'm looking in horror at something.
Looking at whores or something? What?
In horror at something.
Oh.
Somebody has done something... Oh, my God. I can't even talk about it. Somebody has just screwed something up so badly that I can't even talk about it. Somebody has literally cost me about 5 hours.
Look at all the people coming in. Jack's warming up. He's going to hit out. He'll hit the first ball today. It's going to be awesome. They're going to show the first hit. Jack and Gary Player. And I don't know who the third will be. I forget who it was last year because no Arnie. But, boy, what a day. Are you guys excited? Are you excited?
No.
Did you watch any of the par three yesterday, Dell?
None. No.
What do you mean, no?
That was
like that's a foregone conclusion.
We found out that was on TV, correct?
You what?
It was on ESPN.
It was on ESPN.
And I only watch ESPN for sporting events, and that's not a sporting event.
Oh, so yeah, it is. Who's excited? Let's go. 713-780.
You have to do this. You have to troll for calls.
I'm not trolling for calls. Everybody wants to talk about this. This is the number one story in the sports world.
No, it's not the number one story in the sports world.
Are you kidding me?
Not in Houston.
I'm so upset that
the Rockets starting the playoffs is the number one story.
The Astros just finished sweeping their bitch again in the Yankees. You want to talk about the Masters?
Oh, my gosh. I step off the plane yesterday. I literally get off. I walk no more than 80 to 90 feet from the gate down terminal. Every terminal is the longest terminal in history now. Yeah. I walk down, and I get no more than 90 feet from the gate. I look over at the little island that they have there that's a bar slash little restaurant area. And what do I see? Astros just knocking two more in to go up 7-2. I'm like, oh, just same old, same old.
Yeah.
Just owning the Yankees.
No,
no
the Yankees
deal.
Are a business. There's no question.
No big deal.
There's no question. The Yankees are And beating James Paxton, one of the all-time great left-handers in the game, I mean, it's unbelievable.
That seems like high praise.
Well, the dude is, well, against the Astros, he has been. Yeah. You look at what he's done against the Astros, he looks like Sandy Koufax. but yesterday, biz not. Now that he's a Yankee, ain't scared of him no more. Right?
I'm not afraid of James Paxton anymore. Well, I never was, except for... every other year.
It sure will be interesting to see this Yankee team when, Giancarlo Stanton and Didi Gregorius.
I'm not worried about that. I'm not.
And Severino
interested
and CeCe
and
Tulowitzki and blah, 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 bing, blah, bum, and everybody is back. That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to see when they actually have their players. So this was nice and a nice little sweep. Our Astros team now going on a 9-game trip in which they, or is it 8? I think they only have 2 in Oakland, in which they have the entire AL West, except the Angels. They head to Seattle, who is, by the way, playing. They're 12-2, this team. And they've homered in every game. And they look pretty damn good. Now, they gave up everybody. You know, sometimes addition by subtraction. Remember when Seattle gave up A-Rod? They were really, really good. They got really, really good.
Right.
Sometimes when you get rid of some guys like Robinson Cano and, you know, guys out of the locker room and guys who, you know, maybe aren't the biggest hustlers or whatever.
Right.
That they you know, sometimes you get better. Seattle ain't going to be there forever.
No.
But, man, they're off to a nice start. 12-2. You go to Seattle for 3. You got Oakland for 2. And then you go to Texas and to beat their asses in. Oh, those Texas Ranger fans. It's just disgusting to me. They win a series in Cowboy Steve. Oh, how's this? Oh, how about that team of yours? How great is it? Yeah. Okay. I want to see all your titles, Cowboy. I want to see all those Ranger World Series titles. Yeah. Zero. None. Zero. Okay. Well, the Astros just dominate the game. But you know what? They're starting to round into shape and they're starting to look pretty good. You gotta love Brantley in he's even batting Brantley in the four hole against lefties,
right?
Which is a little surprising. I thought it was going to be Correa and then Brantley, but it's not. Correa seems to be comfortable in the five hole, and actually the five hole is a nice power spot. And Brantley's not a big home run hitter, so he'll be on base quite a bit for Correa. So that's a nice spot. The lineup is rounding into shape very nicely, putting up an eight spot. And Altuve, another two homers. He is crushing, man. He is destroying.
Altuve right now is just absolutely killing a ball. And, you know, so one of the things that I find most interesting, so I had the game recorded, went back and tried to watch, just see how the first five came up. Man, Jose Altuve right now, when Jose Altuve's on really in his zone, yeah. When you throw him a high fastball and he's got that kind of, I don't know what to describe it. It's almost a tomahawk chop at it, where he's just pulling everything as hard as he possibly can. That's when you know you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
like you'd rather miss low than high with Jose Altuve.
Right. Apparently, he was in the three hole last night because no Bregman, but he is in the four hole normally, even against lefties. But yeah, he is. It doesn't matter. His bat speed is on. It was. And you know? Do you know what he was before the season started as an MVP candidate? I can't believe this. He was like, he and Lindor were both like 20-1, which was way down the line from. I mean, it was like when I was looking at the odds for MVP, I was like, you know, you guys do know that he had a knee injury last year, right? This is Jose Altuve we're talking about being way down there,
yeah,
behind Bregman, behind a bunch of guys. A healthy Jose Altuve is every year is going to be competing. Well, in his 20s, is going to be competing for an MVP. I mean, he's going to be up there with the league leaders, if not the best hitter average wise in baseball,
right?
And on one of the best, if not the best team in baseball. So there's no reason to believe that was probably, and I said it that day, is this is probably the best buy in baseball. And look at how he started already with a 3.14 average and already just knocking the snot out of it. Three straight games with homers now. But man, the team looks, this is what the team is supposed to look like as opposed to the one that lost 5-6 before this series against the Yankees. Now they go on the road. And this was actually a better road team last year. Remember we had that original Reagan Swinbay came, he kept saying, well, this is a bad home team because they have to come home to their wives. And well, Reagan, I think they all still have their wives, unless they all got divorced in the offseason.
Well, he has commented on that. At least what he did sent he me something. He goes, well, clearly the wives have learned their lesson or being nicer to the Astros, so that's why they got off to such a great start.
I gotcha. Because the wives have learned?
They've learned that their attitude.
They got a fresh one?
I didn't say that. They've learned that their attitude, according to Reagan, affects how their men play. So they've shut their traps.
They've adjusted.
Be nicer when the guys are at home.
I see. And they just shut up and make sandwiches now?
Well, I don't know.
Is that what he said? Reagan said?
I don't know if it's sandwiches, but maybe just shut up.
Just shut up? Okay. I'm not getting you any tickets. Get your own tickets, or you get a fresh one.
Just stop adding undue stress.
He said freshman, fresh one.
He just says
he didn't add physical violence.
No, they're just they're not adding undue stress to their men.
Oh, I see.
So they're playing
now
better.
They're playing well at home.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Reagan. Okay. Now, or they it was just an anomaly, like whenever a home team has an off year, it's just an anomaly. But no, you're right. Now the women, they've learned. They just shut up now and make sandwiches. I see. Okay.
All right. No one said anything about the sandwiches.
That's what he said.
No one said anything about
sandwiches. He didn't
mention
making food, no.
So what do you think about, how about, and we're going to get all your golf, look at a full board with people wanting to talk golf, and I can't blame them.
A full board.
Well, it looks like a full board to me. Rockets start 8:30.
Yep.
On Sunday.
Yeah. Typical Rockets starting super late in the playoffs.
Well, they're playing Utah. It's
you're
the
always
West.
Playing Utah or right, the right. Blazers or the Clippers.
Right, right.
You're always in the playoffs. I swear, when I used to have to do a 6 a.m. in the morning show, and it's like, all right, first series will be the, you'll get the Clippers first, it was Portland first, followed by the Clippers. Right. Followed by, what? Super late games for us, and then the worst is the Sunday to Wednesday wait.
Right. Oh, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Yeah, well, you
that's
want Chris
two days
Paul
off,
to be
two
rested.
Days off, and then...
Chris Paul will be super rested.
And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So it's every other day after that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's good, actually, for an older team, which the Rockets are. It's actually really good to have a couple of days off in between. And then, of course, you're traveling a lot on the... I know it's grueling when it becomes every other day and you're having to travel in between because it's at Utah,
right.
Back here for Utah, back to Utah, back here. It's 2-2-1-1-1 in the West, and then when it gets to 2-3-2. So actually it worked out pretty damn well. If you were in the 3-hole, you'd have Oklahoma City. Would you rather be here now playing Utah or in the 3-hole? Playing Oklahoma City.
Well, you make the assumption you're going to win the first round series no matter, at least a lot of people are, no matter what. I think a lot of people are like, well, we've had discussion throughout the last couple months. 4 seed means you're seeing Golden State in the second round. 2 or 3 seed means you would see him in the conference final.
Right, right, right.
So that I think everyone assumes first round win. It's more about who we have to face in the second round.
Okay, so who will drain you more, Utah or Oklahoma City in that first round?
I mean,
I think Oklahoma City would have.
I guess so. I still think, where's Oklahoma City seated and where are the Utah Jazz seated? Oklahoma City is a perennial underachiever.
Yeah.
They're always playing in the back. You know who's dangerous this year at the 7 seed?
Well,
the same 7 seed, same 8 seed.
It's not like there's a big difference between the two. There was one game difference.
I understand. They still underachieve on a regular basis. They're at the back end of the draft.
Well,
I mean, not the draft.
Last year they were the 3 seed and got upset.
Well, yeah, that's right.
They got upset by
Utah. Yeah,
no, not the 3 seed. Four or five. They're the 4 or 5, and they got upset.
Oh, is that
because the Rockets were the 1 and they played Utah in the second round?
Yeah. Because it was the 1-4 matchup. Yeah,
right. Yeah. So they were 4 seed last year, got upset in the first round.
Just underachieving, I guess.
Well,
not for
and,
the
and listen. The Rockets have faced both of these teams in recent playoff memory. They're not. Either of them are not much different. The Rockets aren't much different either. The core is there.
Well,
core for Utah with Donovan Mitchell is there.
Well, the Rockets didn't face Paul George with OKC.
No, they didn't face Paul George. That's true. But they did. Yeah, they did take care of that business. Paul George does make them different. And if you want to know the truth, this probably is working out better. This being in the 4 seed, you could make the argument. Whether or not it's true, I know the Rockets organization would rather get to the Western Conference Finals, and I've been saying, yes, you would rather get back to the Western Conference Finals. The optics looks much better, as opposed to if you lose to Golden State, you lose in the second round, so your season wasn't as good as last year. I get all of that. The optics doesn't look as good, but it could be better. It could work out better for you facing them earlier. And oh, by the way, it doesn't really matter. You have to get by Golden State no matter what. So
right.
So get by, beat them. And if you don't beat them in the second round, you wouldn't have beat them in the third round. So just go beat Golden State.
I agree completely. I just think how it all came about last night is a more interesting story. I mean, the Blazers played 6 guys. 3 guys played 48 minutes because they actually wanted to. It looks by what they did, it seemed like they wanted to play Utah, not Golden State. I mean, Oklahoma City. They didn't want to win that game. they gave up 82 points in the first, I think it was 80 plus points in the first half, maybe 87, not sure the exact number. The Kings sat all their starters. So the Kings go from being up 25 plus to losing a game because they decided, you know what, we're going to rest all our guys for whatever reason. Why are the Kings resting players? Like Jeff Van Gundy brought it up in the Utah Clipper late game. Why are we load management in the last game of the year for a team that's not making the playoffs? Why are you guys resting guys? What do you care?
Load management.
You're going to play them in the first half and not play them in the second for what reason?
Yeah, I don't know. So that, and the Nuggets barely beat the Timberwolves.
The Nuggets were down 11 late at home to the Timberwolves and went on this big run to secure the 2 seed. So the Rockets went from possible 2 in a matter of like 5 minutes to being the 4.
Wow. Wow. After it was clear as a bell they were going to be the 4, and they turned into the 4 anyway. Yeah. All right, we got a lot to talk about. These guys, Tony and Knuckles, you guys are both.
It did suck, though, that we were sitting there, the race for the 2, and it's like 4.
What? And it looked like nobody.
It was never 4. They were never 4.
But last night it looked like nobody wanted it. Nobody cared about this. We're the only ones that cared. We're the only. The Nuggets didn't care. The Portland didn't care. It seemed like nobody cared except us.
Mm-hmm. It just so happened the Kings cared far less.
Right.
That's why Portland won.
Caring far less. I tell you what I care about is I care about my time outside. I care about having a backyard that offers me something, right? So when you have a patio from Texas Custom Patio, you have a home outside. You have an outdoor living space, an outdoor kitchen, a standalone piece of proper. I don't know what to call it. It's a structure. I guess you would call it a structure. What Texas Custom Patio can do is they can come to your home and the Steven Shell or whoever comes out there for the project can eyeball it and they get an idea of what they want to do from a design standpoint. They go into their computers and they design everything, and you get a rendering that is unbelievably realistic. You're going to feel like you're looking at a picture of your home, and you can see what your home is going to look like with your new structure, whether it's the outdoor patio, the outdoor kitchen, you are looking for an enclosure, a sunroom, or even a standalone structure. And you will find that is a great way to entertain, to go outside and watch your Masters, for example, with your beer, your cocktail. You go have your pizzas, your ribs, your barbecue. You have people over. You have the kids out there. There's so much to do out in your own space and out in your own patio with Texas Custom Patios. If you want the very best patio that you can find and built by the number one company here in the entire state of Texas, and they've got awards to prove it, go to TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
You're listening to John and Lance. Right here, a tradition unlike any other. Hello, friends, and welcome to the show. Gosh, are you guys excited? Man, let's get Tony in here. Knuckles, call back. Let's go. 713-780-3776. He wants to talk about the Masters. What do you say, Tone? You excited?
Hey, good morning, guys. This is What's Wrong With You Thursday, right?
No, it's later in the show. It's Throw Shade Thursday. What's wrong with you Wednesday? Goodness. See the alliteration there? What's wrong with you Wednesday?
Well, I apologize, but what's wrong with me today is the Masters. I can't think of a more white bread sport than the Masters. I'd rather rub one out to nude Hillary Clinton photos with gasoline and sandpaper than watch a single stroke of the Masters. Mm. And that's pretty much all I wanted
to
say. That
gets on the air?
No,
he dumped it.
Yeah, we can't say anything about Robert Crafton.
Really good call.
You really have to, you're okay from now on?
Really good call.
Anything like that is Robert Crafting, okay? That's what we're going to say, as opposed to.
Yeah, y'all are too comfortable. Y'all, I mean Lance.
Me?
Yesterday. You. Yesterday, you got a little too comfortable.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay? What if Mahdi was listening?
I was just in a hotel room.
Robert Kraft.
She'll take it. No. She'll put in the, turn in the shower on.
No. Nope.
Over under 35 plus home runs for Altuve? I'm going over.
I'm going under.
Yeah. I'll be shutting my office door and streaming the Masters all day. God only knows what else is going on in there, Greg. Heading to the course now. Got to get around it before heading home to watch Tiger. Masters is life. Yeah. Mr. Yeah. Okay. Oh,
is God. Masters life, though?
Masters is life.
Wasn't that a theme for your... For the original golf show, Golf is Life.
Golf is Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get Knuckles in here. That sounds like a golf name. Hey, Knuckles.
Oh, I thought the last call was Knuckles.
Mm-mm. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Lance, I was looking for your write-up on Spieth and Tiger, the 40 times. I couldn't find it anywhere. I was just wondering what were they and who would who would last the longest. And, who would score the most touchdowns today? I'm just wondering. I was asking all my friends, but they couldn't tell me. So I just thought I'd call the experts.
Spieth or who?
Tiger.
Spieth or Tiger.
I think Spieth would score more touchdowns today.
You think Spieth has got...
Spieth is at least...
Who opens their hips best?
12 years younger. I think probably Spieth now.
Well, I don't know.
I think Tiger's broken
Dustin's
down.
I think Dustin has got...
We're just talking just between those two. That's what he's asking.
Oh, I don't know. Tiger's got some. You know that it, when his glutes are activating, mm-hmm. I don't know that anybody's got a better hip turn.
I don't know. I feel like Tiger's. Well, he could always go blood spinning. That should work fine.
Yeah, Tiger would.
When he needs to
never do anything.
When he needs to really hit long, he just goes, just leaves the country. What'd you do? Just some blood spinning.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Yes, blood spinning is absolutely legal.
Not in other countries it is.
Yes, why?
For the sports?
Well, that helps you heal. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with blood spinning.
Not blood spinning. I'm thinking of the
steroids?
EPO treatment.
Oh.
Yeah, the oxygenating.
Oh, no, yeah, that's not right. That ain't right. Listen, those are two really horrific golf calls. Today
you said today is the best golf day.
What?
We just had two really good calls.
No, those
who
are
scores more touchdowns and something that this guy just won. It really didn't matter what the tournament was. It didn't matter what I'd rather watch.
He'd rather R one out to Hillary with sandpaper.
Man, the Rockets and this series between the Warriors and make me feel like I would want to Hillary Clinton. He already had the Hillary Clinton picture and rub. That was already set up for. I would rather do that rather than watch this Marlins versus Padres matchup. That's something he says.
Oh, he says.
That guy says that. I'd rather do that than eat this barbecued rib. It's just the rub it and the pictures and the Hillary.
Right,
he uses it for his
Mad Libs.
Yeah. Fantasy football. I'd rather do that than draft Kirk Cousins.
Whatever. Yeah. Then whatever.
He has used that at least seven times in his life.
Yeah. Okay, are we done with all that now? Now some serious golf calls.
What could be so serious? Like, what analysis is there for this? What would be a serious golf call?
Does anybody want to talk about the grass? Does anybody want to talk about the angels from heaven that sent this sand? Okay.
We talked about it yesterday.
Augusta, Georgia? Yeah. Yeah.
That's like before a tournament even starts, what is there to discuss?
Who's playing well? Who loves this course? Who does it fit? Shot shaping? All of these things. Yeah, shot shaping.
This is not a golf show. This is a morning show.
That's right.
You keep thinking this is a golf show.
Morning show.
Yeah. No one talks about golf like that on a morning sports talk show.
Yes.
When people are driving to work. They want to talk either the draft or they want to talk Rockets basketball or Astros sweep.
Or the Texans preseason schedule, Lance.
Yeah.
How about going to the Packers? Are we having a party or what? This show, and by the way, they're going to practice against the Packers there, so we're going to have to take the show there. We're going to have, and sardine can every night, okay? What Texans practice, and then the game against the Packers. Have you ever been to Lambeau?
No,
it's a great opportunity.
I've only been to Green Bay.
I wish
You know what?
You've never been to Green Bay.
Okay, wait. Yeah, I think I have. Is the Packer Hall of Fame in Green Bay?
Yeah, it's in the stadium.
Then I have Yeah, I was there. I mean, I was there like a youth group or something, just driving through. And
who drives through young. Green Bay? Good Lord.
Because we ended up who at Door that? County, Wisconsin. Not Door County, Washington Island. I don't know. It was this creepy lady.
So anyway, this is a great opportunity for you to go and expand your horizons, not just be at NRG your whole life. I think we take the show there.
There's nothing better than the expanding your horizons of to Green Bay.
Yeah.
That talk.
Have you? Okay. Well, how many different types of cheese curds have you eaten in your life?
At least two. I had some in Milwaukee. There's some place that's considered the cheese curd shop. It's this shop that's on the, when we were going to Door County, it's outside of Milwaukee. And it's got some big name. They've got a big sign outside that says, look at us. We're the best at cheese curds. I'm like, what exactly are cheese curds? Oh, it's just the lumps that pop up whenever they're making cheese. So, are we supposed to eat this?
Yes.
Does it mean it's rotten or what?
Yes. No, it's not rotten.
It's cheese curds. It's when you're doing cheese and those lumps come up like... Is it good to have the lumps and cheese?
Let me ask you this. Would you rather go there or for game three against the Cowboys? This is a no-brainer. We're going let's go take the show to Green Bay.
Yeah, it would be cooler in Green Bay.
Oh, it'll be nice.
It's going to be hot in Dallas. Oh, I mean, it's an indoor game.
That week of August?
Yeah, it's going to be brutal.
That week in August is probably as nice as it gets.
Yeah, it was like being at any Rangers game.
Yeah, no.
What's the worst in being at a Rangers game? It's 105 degrees and people are touching you inappropriately. That's the worst.
You know what I'd rather do than go to a Rangers game?
Oh, no, don't. What's that guy's name?
Tony.
Tony. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'd rather do.
Sandpaper.
Hillary Clinton pictures and rubbing in the sandpaper.
No, I know. All right. You know what I'd rather do? Buy a car from Craig DeSurf.
Craig DeSurf is good people. Craig DeSurf, let me tell you about something. So every single month, there's a brand new set of programs. That's what they're called. And the best way to go see the programs is to go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. And you can see... When I say program, what I mean by that is what is going on at the website. What's the car count look like? What's their special discounts? What's their special dealer incentives? What are their special finance rates? Right now, there's 301 vehicles, so they replenished about 12 more vehicles since the last time I looked. That's how it works. And they've got the Chevy Malibu, 12% off MSRP. The 2019 Chevy Tahoe, they've got that $11,000 below MSRP. And that just as an example, that's $8,305 below the standard MSRP. But it doesn't stop there, because when you purchase in Angleton with my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they are going to get you the best finance rates they can. They're going to get you all the dealer incentives that they can, and they're going to give you more trade-in value for whatever you have that you're bringing into the showroom. They say, hey, we're going to give you more because we want you to get more bang for the buck here at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Craig DeSurf, one of the reasons that he went out to Angleton is he said, Lance, this is the way that you run a dealership. This is the best way to do it. And that translates into great customer service, huge variety of vehicles and selection, and you are going to get better prices on your vehicle. And their customer service index, number one year after year. Go to LanceZCars.com, find a vehicle you like, and then that trip to Angleton is going to be worth several thousands of dollars in your pocket and savings. It's LanceZCars.com. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Matthew says, yeah, I don't care about the Masters, which is stupid, but I saw on here footage of Spieth shot across the water this morning that was pretty cool. Like I told you guys, in the practice rounds, they skip the ball off the water onto the 16th green. After they take a couple of shots and the fans are in the stands right behind, you're really close where you can almost touch the players. The stands are, that's because it's golf and it's just so awesomeness. And then before you leave, you got to skip a ball. And the fans just love it and they cheer. It's just good, clean fun for the whole family. It's a great family atmosphere. There's nobody dropping F-bombs there. I can tell you that right now. There's nobody doing that.
They'll be arrested.
Rockets are going heads up against Game of Thrones on that Sunday, on Game 7, in Game 7, on the 28th.
There's not a Game 7?
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah.
If they do, it's Game 7 versus Game of Thrones. Who you got?
Game 7 versus...
against Utah.
Versus week 2 of Game of Thrones, right?
Week 3. It's the 14th. Yeah. So no, 28th is the week. No. 28th is week 3. 14, 21, 28.
Oh, wait. 28th.
The 28th is Game 7. Is
Game
the
7 of which series?
Of Utah.
What? That's not possible.
Yes.
Today is the...
Game 3 is until April 20th.
That can't be true. Is that really possible?
They start April 14th.
It's the 11th.
Oh, my God.
Well, Game 1 is against
game
the season
one
premiere.
Is up.
I was like, why are you going to Game 7?
Yeah.
Game 1 is against the season premiere.
What time is Game 1?
What?
8:30.
Lance just chucked his shoe.
Heads up against the series premiere?
So, and Twitter is alive and well, so you'll be getting spoilers on either one. So what do you do?
Oh, I'm watching Game of Thrones and going back and
taping
the Rockets.
I'm just not
going
to be on Twitter.
I'm watching Game of Thrones live. Thanks, Rockets.
But
thanks,
Game of Thrones,
NBA.
But Game of Thrones lasts an hour.
Yeah.
Rockets are going to last 2:30 to 2:45.
Well, this starts at 8:30. What time is Game of Thrones? 8?
8 o'clock.
Oh, so you only miss the first half hour. You'll only be a half hour behind, and
that's pretty good. Not bad.
So you miss the commercial. Except missing commercials is the worst thing anyone can ever do on radio.
But on TV, it's fine.
On TV, it's fine. You can actually that's not a bad way to start a half hour behind the game.
Wow.
Game of Thrones at the series premiere? Really?
Hey,
NBA?
You're doing you a favor. You watch the like you said, just start half an hour behind.
Yeah, I was thinking about this yesterday.
And the game probably won't start till like 8:40 anyway.
I was thinking about this yesterday. If you are somebody who doesn't watch Game of Thrones, and there's those people out there too, who don't watch Game of Thrones, this must just like, you must get so tired of hearing about everything. Oreo cookie, Game of Thrones. Tennis shoes, Game of Thrones.
Oh, did you?
Everything is Game of Thrones. Like, everyone's talking about it. Andrew Perloff had this tweet about somebody made a Game of Thrones draft in homage to, I wrote this article in 2014 about 10 characters. I gave them scouting reports for Game of Thrones, and I put it on Sideline View, and it went, which is my old football site, it went viral. So Andy Fenelon, my editor at NFL.com, I showed it to him because he thought it. I mentioned something to him, and he thought it was funny, and he read it. He goes, "Can you do it for here too?" So I put it on NFL, and so Perloff took that idea, told his buddy, and his buddy did an entire first round draft of Game of Thrones characters, and Twitter. People were arguing about where Varys should go. It was like real arguments about, that's too, how do you let Bronn fall that far? Bronn's one of the toughest characters. And I'm like, guys, first of all, Bronn is a role player. Bronn's not going early. He plays a role, and that's what he does. Bronn's a back end of the first type of guy anyway. Bronn is not he's not an early pick. I'm not saying he's not going to be around. Because Bronn's not dying.
No, he's around for...
Bronn's not dying.
No, but he's a 10-year starter.
Yeah.
He's a 10-year... But he's...
Bronn is Jonah Williams.
But he's P.J. Tucker.
Yeah. But yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Bronn is
17 years. Mm-hmm. Right? How long is P.J. Tucker in the league?
Not
15,
that long,
18 years?
No. But Bronn is like P.J. Tucker.
Oh, Jack's about to tee off. Shut up, everybody.
Bronn is like P.J. Tucker.
Jack is about to tee off. You can't talk.
Sure
quiet,
can.
Please.
You can talk.
No.
You don't have to be quiet.
We're not on site.
Oh, do you think anybody's talking right now?
Yeah, but we're not there.
We're about to watch Jack hit one.
Well, you're about to watch.
Watch Jack.
I don't particularly care.
And the Masters is underway.
Does it help Bronn's
draft
prospects that he once had a young Cersei? But that was in real life.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, they once dated in real life. And if you notice,
Well, they dated in real life?
Yeah, and it went so poorly, at least the breakup, that they can't appear in scenes together.
Wait, Bron did?
Yes. Oh,
and as Ashley just rewatched, and she said, and she knew that Bron, well, we can't get into it, it's too deep.
Yeah, but.
How many steps? Let me see what kind of, let me see what kind.
Her name is Lena Headey.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Headey, however you
pronounce it. Let me see what kind of trivia, how many steps does the Citadel have?
I'm not that type of nerd. Why do you know this? Are you watching Game of Thrones videos on YouTube?
No, I rewatched the whole series.
And you read this, and someone talked about the steps?
Yeah. Gilly.
I don't remember. Oh, in season, what, 6 or 7?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I just know that.
15,782. What's Bronn's character?
They really had a bad breakup?
Yeah, like, you notice he's been Tyrion's bodyguard and now Jaime's bodyguard, and he's never in a scene with Cersei?
Yeah.
Is she like Cersei in real life?
I don't know. They had
Is she that bitter?
I don't know if it's her issue or his issue, but they had a bad breakup and they can't be together in scenes. Like, you remember, everyone talks about it and it became, I guess, obvious when everyone met to show Cersei the white, the dead person, who undead person walking around. He talks to Pod and goes, "Hey, let's go have a drink while all these head nuckety mucks talk about this." He just walked away out of nowhere. Why would he leave? Except because they had to make an excuse because they can't be in the same scenes together.
Mm. Wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is Lena Headey really Cersei in real life?
I don't know if it's her issue. Why you always go blame the woman? I don't know if it's her issue. They just don't get along. John's making a of course it's her fault.
Why you always blame the woman?
So you know what, that actually does work. You go you just miss the first 30 of and you know how those games go anyway. You actually think it's getting started at 8:30? I know it's starting at 8.
8:40.
Game of Thrones is 100% going to start
Rockets
at 8.
Rockets will start like 8:45.
Yeah. Well, the first game's going to go long. It'd be the first game. The first game's going to go long and the Rockets won't start till 8:45. You'll miss 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You'll just pause.
Well, no, you'll be behind.
You'll be behind.
And not even 15, because Game of Thrones, I think the first episode's like 50, maybe even less than 50.
So I'm at a hotel room, so I've got to, I'm going to have one on TV and one on an iPad. Like, I'll have to have the Rockets on the iPad when it starts, and then I can just flip over afterwards. Game 7, they need to shut this game down so there's not a Game 7. The 28th.
But it's the same way. It's going to be the same way.
The 28th, that's outlandish.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks of the series. Well, they're taking 2 days off and then 2 days off, and then it's every other day. But, they're spreading these things out.
John, that's 17 days this playoff series lasts.
And by the way, the next series won't start for 2 more days after that. So you're at least, you're going into May for the next series.
Oh, yeah. It's been extended. Game of Thrones episode 1 is 54 minutes. So you probably miss maybe 10 minutes of the Rockets.
Yeah, but you also have to watch.
You don't miss it. You're behind, well, which is perfect.
For people who don't do that, you would miss 10 minutes. Maybe.
What if Game of Thrones was going up head-to-head against the Masters, John? What would you do? Cry? Weep uncontrollably?
I would. Man, that'd be like, okay, which kid is better? Well, I can do that.
The one who costs you less money, obviously.
The one that doesn't cost me anything for college. Yeah, he's better.
Well, I can make a choice now.
Yeah. No, I can do that since college.
Daddy's a little girl. No.
Nope. That one that doesn't cost me anything for college.
No scholarship.
That'd be too tough. That's too tough. That's impossible.
Sunday, final round. Final round of the Masters.
Game of Thrones. You got to watch the Masters live. Sunday.
Just tape it. You're fine. Just watch it the next
day. Why do you have to watch it live?
You have to watch the Masters live.
No one's going
to
spoil the Masters.
Because, everyone in the world is watching that, and you're deluged with people.
Oh, listen to the remix. You hear it?
Yeah.
You hear both of them going on. You know what that is? That's the conflict.
Are you excited?
Game of Thrones. No, can you hear the Masters in the background?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just like in the background.
Because that's where it should be. It should be overpowered by Game of Thrones and your choices.
I don't know. Actually, the Masters is going to be.
The back nine.
Well, it's got
the
a chance to be, but I mean, the young stars that are in the sport today, it's got a chance to be pretty good. I mean, golf's actually in a pretty good place in terms of getting young. Now, there is no Tiger, but Zach Johnson, Dustin Johnson, Rory, Spieth. And Spieth, would you like to see him step back
listen,
up?
Listen, Molinari is paying Molinari is unbelievable.
Molinari is not going away at all. I don't really know that he's the hero that golf necessarily wanted.
Oh, my God.
Molinari, Francisco Molinari.
I mean, he's tall and lean sculpted.
Brooks Koepka is the new
Dustin
Tiger.
Yeah.
In terms of having the frame of a tiger.
Except, did you ever see the picture of he and his girlfriend on the beach with both wearing thongs?
I saw that. Isn't he the one that smashed that woman's eye out and then signed a glove for her? Here's a glove. Here you go. Here's the signed glove. And threw it right in her face. Hit her in the face, her eyes literally hanging out of the socket. Yeah. Eyes literally hanging out of the socket. He's like, here's the autograph glove. Sell this.
He went to see her in the hospital, too.
Yeah, after he took heat on Twitter.
No, he didn't.
Did he
just
throw an autographed golf glove he was just wearing at her?
Sorry
about your eye. Here's a glove.
No, I think this season of Game of Thrones, every episode is more than an hour, up to an hour and a half. Only a couple are over an hour.
The first two episodes are not an hour.
No. A couple of them are an hour and 20 or so, 15 or 20.
Where we expect the battles to happen.
Right.
After that, we need him to go 2.5 hours.
7:45 ESPN, 97.5. Eric, we'll get your Game of Thrones in here.
Only 6 episodes.
6. That's the worst. They're so lazy.
Well, there's extra in those episodes.
But we are going to have prequels now, right?
Yeah, they're already casting. Like Naomi Watts is casting in one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's already been announced. It's going to be old Valyria, like where I think the Targaryens actually came from. You'll find out how that place got
and how Rhaegar and
I don't know. That might be a different one, but this one I think we're going way back.
We're going way back. Oh, I see.
Or like how the Targaryens came into power.
Sweet man, you want to talk about nerdy? Like Star Wars. This is the new Star Wars.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely.
All right, right now. If you're not excited right now, I know how you can't. If you're not excited right now, then you need fourhymns.com/John5. Four Masters, Game of Thrones talk, y'all should be ready to go, okay? And if you're not, then that's on you. And here's the deal is I don't care how old you are. You could be in your 20s and have trouble having relations, okay? If you're having trouble having relations, if it's just not working the way that you would like it to work, that's, you know what? Oh, well, that's life. But you don't have to live with that because there's fourhymns.com/John5. And you say, well, John, I don't have that much money. I scoff at that because you don't need that much money. Do you have $5? If you don't have 5 spare dollars, then you have other problems that you need to work on. Here's the deal. fourhymns.com/John5. Go there, just $5 for the first month. You get the generic equivalent of those pills that are costing exorbitant amounts right now. I mean, it's crazy how much you can get the relief that you need, the help that you need, all at fourhymns.com/John5. See the website for complete details. You have to talk to a doctor. He has to approve it. fourhymns.com/John5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Well, 24, 25th, day off, 26, 27, 28, 29th. Yeah. Day off. The World Series, if it's 7 games, it's played in 9 days.
The World Series is played that fast. The NBA first round takes
14 days.
No.
Yeah.
It starts 14th when it starts. Yeah. It's just 18 from today.
Right. Right.
Right.
14. Yeah, it's 14 days. When, and in the World Series is played 9 days because they play two home, day off, three road, day off, two home. And get it done. Let's go.
So Astros played October 24th, game one. They clinched November 1st because we went out of town November 2nd and they had won.
Yeah.
They started October 24th. They clinched. They won game seven November 1st.
The NBA draft.
This is not the NBA.
But this is why the NBA started in August last year. Because they drag this crap out now. It's more rest for the players. The players were upset that they weren't getting enough rest in between games. Too many back-to-backs. Too many, you know, 3 and 4 days and whatnot. They spread out the schedule now. And now they just love to drag the playoffs out. It just is brutal how long this takes. Let's get Eric in here. Let's talk Game of Thrones. What do you say, Eric? How are you?
Good morning, guys. Two quick points. The first one, I'll ask a question. How many starts are we going to give Justin Verlander before we can actually admit that something's wrong? Because I kind of feel like we're all just crossing our fingers right now, hoping the bats take care of things. And my quick second point is that Lance got started on something a minute ago. I have never seen Game of Thrones, and I've got a coworker that has never seen The Sopranos, and I look at him like he's an alien. It's kind of hard sometimes to listen to morning talk sports radio, and y'all are twisting every sports analogy into a Game of Thrones reference. It's a little rough.
Mm-hmm. You can't relate.
I'll go ahead and hang up and leave it there.
Right.
Just can't relate.
You know, what was that?
But Sean and Johnny used to do everything with Sopranos.
Right, right, right.
So it'd be the same thing, yeah. I guess.
Well, remember when Moose told us, hey, are y'all going to recap Survivor last night? And we were both like, no. Because we don't care about it. He goes, 50% of the people are watching this, watch that series finale. And I said, well, that means 50% didn't. Okay. So we're not talking about that. I don't know. Do we have any idea how many people watch Game of Thrones? Do we have any idea what the ratings are?
The numbers got to be out there, right?
The numbers have to, I would imagine. Well, HBO could keep better track of it because you have subscriptions. And they can tell every time. They know who's watching. They know on Amazon. It's on Amazon, right? Isn't it Amazon or is it? Yeah, it's Amazon.
What's on Amazon?
Game of Thrones. The series is they put it on Amazon as well.
Well,
did they really?
Yeah.
I don't. I guess you can buy it.
HBO
sure.
Go has it.
I know HBO Go has it.
Yeah. No, Amazon does too. So they can easily that that number when people click on it and watch it, you know who's how many people are watching it. You know how many HBO subscriptions, but you don't know HBO subscriptions. Not everybody that has an HBO subscription is watching Game of Thrones, so that makes it a little bit more difficult. But I have to believe that it's. Are we not to believe that this is the highest rated series ever? Is that unreasonable since it's HBO and not a series on? On national television, like the forever Cheers finale, or the
how highly rated was the Seinfeld finale?
The
Seinfeld.
Well, MASH.
Seinfeld. MASH.
Like, MASH was the all-timer. I was watching
episode.
It was the numbers are so staggering, yes. Because there were so few channels back then that people were watching. That nothing can ever even remotely. They said it was 75% of the country was watching MASH.
Yeah, the final episode, right? Which was
what?
Boring.
I couldn't even conceive of anything like a Super Bowl gets nowhere near that anymore.
Yeah,
not even remotely close.
Yeah, a Super Bowl gets a 50. Highest rated TV shows ever. Highest rated TV shows of all time, according to IMDb. Band of Brothers, number one, 2001. And Game of Thrones is two, Breaking Bad, three, The Wire, four. Huh. Sopranos comes in seventh. Westworld, ninth. Wow. That's a Friends all the way down to 12th. So now I guess the streaming subscription television, it doesn't really, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. And you would think that,
well, you know,
like,
a lot of
TNT
people don't listen,
ratings are... versus, like, I'm interested. Did anybody see what the final game, Texas Tech, what it rated? Because it was on CBS it was on CBS versus last year's TNT, right? Which always network television gets a better rating. Always. And oh, by the way, it was Texas Tech versus Virginia.
The Spun. They say Texas Tech, despite concerns about whether or not fans would engage, the ratings were impressive. This is huge for the NCAA, especially since the Blue Bloods like Duke and Kentucky weren't in it. The national championship was up 20% from the previous season.
But it was on TNT. Again, it was a national television versus it. That's a huge difference.
That's a big reason.
I'm looking at the numbers. Compared to the last time it was on CBS, it dipped 15%.
Yeah.
The Gonzaga, well, you had North Carolina in it. 2017 game, North Carolina-Gonzaga, it took a dive of 15%. Last time it was on CBS compared to this year.
So, wait a minute. Which one was higher rated, North
higher
Carolina?
Rated,
or
the Gonzaga-North Carolina game was higher rated.
Yeah, 14.5% lower.
Almost 15%.
Almost 15% lower.
CBS
to CBS.
Well,
it was Texas Tech and Virginia.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so it is an interesting thing, Eric, that you don't watch and
national?
You were making all kinds of references. But I almost everyone I know, but I've asked a few people, and a few people don't.
Yeah, I've run into a lot of people who don't.
Lives are empty and shallow.
Yeah. I mean, they can start now and probably get there. If you don't work at all.
My buddy Terry, I asked him, he goes, yeah, I don't watch any
today.
Of those Star Wars or Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones.
That's what he does with
your
Marvels.
That's just not my thing. I mean, honestly, Marvel, who watches that crap?
A lot of people, actually.
Lord of the Rings is real life.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
There are dragons in that and orcs and elves. And
yeah. Yeah. Back
really
in the day,
they
used to have those things.
What day?
Back in the really? Middle Earth? You never heard of it?
No, not until Peter, what's his name? Peter Jackson created it.
J.R.R. Tolkien created it.
Peter Jackson created it because I wasn't reading those nerdy ass books.
I did.
I know you did because you know who Thorin Oakenshield is.
I used to stay home from school and read them. That was my education. Yeah, I did actually.
I think
I'm sick, Ma. I can't. And I just sit and read the books.
I'm going to read Middle Earth stuff.
Yes. Yeah. That was my life. Okay. I want to talk right now about my life today is poker. We're going to tape 7 o'clock. You can listen tonight to our poker show. Me and Steve, we've got a dealer who's going to teach you how to become a dealer. You can go to he's got a school that is going to teach you TexasSchoolOfDealing.com. If you're looking, you can make, it's Kendricks.
Okay.
And listen, you can make good money dealing. These guys are making good money. If you're in a job that you just don't like, it's a dead end job, you want to change it up, you want to be with, it's so social and so neat, and actually you meet a lot of great people, and you know, it's actually a lot of fun. If you like to be social in your job, the dealing is a great way to go about this. So if you're looking for some work, go to TexasSchoolOfDealing.com and he'll hook you up. But Prime,
it's a good way to be social unless Sam Farha's at the table.
Yeah, you don't want jerks at your table. But here's the deal: is if you're looking for the best place to play, is Prime Social. I was there yesterday, playing in the tournament and played cash game. There were 15 tables going. I mean, it is unbelievable. It's unbelievable how many members they have now.
Yeah, so they've been open
over a year.
Yeah, a little more than a year. I mean, and I remember at the beginning, it used to be we waited for, I'd go over there and play in a tournament, and then you'd really wait for the tournament to bust out enough people that you could start a cash game. This is at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And there's these other poker places that have the business, and all of a sudden, it was like, oh, look, there's a couple tables already started. I'll put my name on a wait list in here. Oh, there's three tables. Now they've got three or four tables. When we go into broadcast at 6:30 in the morning,
four
they're in
or
there.
Five, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cash games.
I walked in at 6 last Friday. Mm-hmm. There were 5 games going on. Listen, you never, ever, ever will be short of players at Prime Social. And that's the most important thing, because these other places that are all opening up are like, hey, come on, we got a table going. Come on, get here. No, not at Prime Social. Huge events. If you play in the tournaments right now, you gain points. They're giving away 10,000 at the end of the month for tournament players. Nobody else is doing stuff like this. They're the best. Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer, right there near Voss and Westheimer. Easy to get to. You'll love it. PrimeSocialTX.com.
Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
A Gao Media Station.